Just a minute. He's on the line one.
Right.
He'll be here in just 1 minute.
Thank you, Miss Dunn.
How's everything with you?
Everything's fine.
Praise the Lord. Hope you can keep on saying that.
Where are you?
I'm at the ranch and...
You're back at the ranch. Good.
Yeah, hoping to see a little sunshine and hills.
Very good. Very good. It's a nice day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Didn't turn out to be in the 30s like we were told.
No, it sure wasn't.
Here he comes.
Thank you.
Here.
Yes, sir.
Anybody in your shop could have talked to any national news magazine like Phillips says about the story?
No, sir.
All right. I guess we'll have a White House record of telephone calls. We can find out who called them, can't we?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Which magazine supposed to be?
His story, Phillips' story, says that the White House person, not the president, called a national news magazine and attempted to get them to not to print the story. Now, nobody tried to get them to print anything. It was purely bollocked up by Andy. But you see, what happened was this. They testified that this fellow Reynolds testified that he got Young to take this contract on TV.
Right.
Young had a lot of conversation and a lot of correspondence and a lot of trips down to Texas and everything else about the contract.
Right.
When this fellow Reynolds testified, he testified to that effect. But when Walter Jenkins made his statement, he said that he had nothing to do with any arrangements that emphasize arrangements that Reynolds made.
Right.
Now, that meant with Young or that meant with the station. And he didn't, because first of all, Reynolds had no arrangements with the station. The arrangements between Young and the station.
Right.
Correspondence proves that. And in the second place, he just had nothing to do with the arrangements. He knew that he was advertising, and he talked to him about the other insurance agent going to take advertising, but he had nothing to do with the arrangements, so there's no conflict. But they wrote a story saying there's a great conflict between Reynolds and Jenkins. So they came into White House and asked Andy to approve their story. So Andy copied the story and came in and asked Jenkins, and Jenkins said, no, we're not going to comment on it. But there's no conflict at all. Any careful reporter reads the record to say it shows that I didn't testify, but the counsel wrote a memorandum saying that Jenkins says that he had nothing to do with the arrangements between Reynolds and the station. Now, the answer is there were no arrangements. So he couldn't have had anything to do with them. The arrangements between Young. And Young doesn't claim he had anything to do with the arrangements. Young claims that a fellow named Jenkins talked to him on the phone and told him Reynolds was all right, which Walter didn't do. And Walter keeps notes on his conversation. He got many conversations with Reynolds, but none with Young.
Right.
And Reynolds is that type of fellow. The record shows that he does that all along. FBI says he's that type of fellow. So he just planted this on Walter. Now, this Phillips and Al Friendly's in this thing pretty deep, and he's been pretty much misled by Reynolds. And it's going to look bad that he's tied up with the McCarthyite and the McCarranite, and they're trying to smear the president, Walter Jenkins, and everybody else. About what? About a 500 stereo set and $1,200 insurance advertising policy. So he and the Post are awfully upset now about somebody leaking something on Reynolds. Now, Drew Pearson got from some major in the Air Force this file, the full Air Force file. We have never gotten it. We've never seen it. We've never seen the State Department file. We've never seen the FBI file. We have seen the narrative based on the file, which points up some bad things and shows that he's a no-good character. A page and a half, which says he's a no-good son of a bitch. But we haven't seen the file, and Pearson wanted us to look at the file and try to tell Zuckert that he'd allow him to quote from it, that Zuckert had put restrictions on him, he couldn't quote from it. We refused to do it, told him we wouldn't do it, and he got mad as hell. We got a recording of his conversation. He said, by God, the president won't cooperate. The president's no goddamn good. I'm trying to help the president. This is a no-good son of a bitch McCarthyite, and now he's up there running with the Republican senators, and I got them all caught in the bed together, and I want to expose it, and the president won't help me. We said, well, we can't do it. So I called McNamara and told him, by God, to quit turning those files over to a columnist like that. Asked him where he thought it came from, and he thinks it comes out of his information office. Do you know anything about that? Would you suspect that?
I think it's unlikely that it came out of the Defense Department. It could have come out of the Air Force information, but I don't think it came out of defense information.
Well, I don't think it's much very important one way or the other, because I have referred in conversation to the fact that Reynolds is no good and the Air Force says he's no good, and that's pretty general knowledge, and he admitted that in his own testimony
right before
the committee, that he had had to get a senator to keep him from being dishonorably discharged. Now, he admits that, and that's all we've said, but this other thing. Now, off of that, though, I just wanted you to know that and keep that in your mind. We ought to watch and see who is loading this. The Times and the Post are upset because of personnel file and people have information on it. They're not a goddamn bit upset about my personnel and information that Crook had put in on that, but they're awful up going on now. Upset about McCarthy. Morning. He's going abroad. But I think you can say it. We had a third. But I think in the South, we had a third. But I think you can say, Frank, they're awful but upset about my personnel. They're awful. I put in on that, but friends. But anyway, I talked to George Ball this morning. He's going abroad. But I think you can say it. We had a thorough discussion of the Cyprus situation.
Right.
And we reviewed other foreign policy matters. We talked about Cuba, talked about Panama. And we don't want to say what details, but I would say that the thing's going better than we expected today. When you call Castro and raise him, it looks like that he took a little more moderate viewpoint. We don't know what he'll do tomorrow. He's too irrational to guess, but he did today.
Right.
We had a long talk with McNamara.
Right.
And McNamara about dispatching his team last night, about changing the rules down there, and putting his men in different kinds of uniforms, getting his water in there to them, and taking the subversive list. You can't go into that to the press, but we've got the known subversives and the suspected subversives, and we're moving them out first.
Right.
The thing to emphasize is that that this fellow thought he would cripple us with our water. We have felt for some time that no one should be giving this fellow any foreign exchange. And while this is the minimum amount of foreign exchange, we think it's just a mighty good time, since he's making a point of canceling the contract, for us to just cut off his foreign exchange, which we're doing.
Right.
And emphasize the foreign exchange.
Right.
Now, we've been in contact with Russ today, been in contact with Bill Moyer three or four times at the White House about various developments there. Bundy's and Bill and Walter Jenkins coming in tonight. I wouldn't emphasize that I'm down here to give comfort to Mr. Kellum or his family, because I'm not. I came down here to rest for a weekend, and I'm, as a part of my being here, I'm going to the funeral, but I didn't come for that purpose, and I don't want to be a babysitter, and I don't want them to feel like that I'm just taking off and every time some friend gets in trouble, because I've got a good many of them, and I'll have to be going to every funeral in the United States. So I want to play that down and just say the president hadn't been away since Christmas.
I sent that at the briefing.
And I think that's about all. I'm going to drive out and see the deer this afternoon and come in and go to church. church in the morning. I don't
know
why.
Where are you going to go to church
anyway? I don't know. I haven't talked to Miss Johnson about it. I'm going to go as close as I can, probably Fredericksburg.
Right.
But I'll let you know tonight if you want to.
I'd like to know if the president would. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Operator.